computer.
Hello.
You read it again, didn't you? You slapping your knees and knees up Mother Brown and all
that's
that.
That's great stuff. Hello.
Hello.
And welcome to another episode of We Came, We Saw,
We Podcasted. Welcome back.
We're back.
I feel like we say that quite a lot nowadays.
We're never here, mate. Well, we're really bad podcast makers. We've come to this reality now and we've been living a life all year.
We have.
But I think we are indeed bad podcast makers.
I don't know. No, you're right, in fairness. I'm trying to justify it. I don't think I've got anything. I think we are just
always valid reason, but the people listening to the podcast don't give a shit.
No, they don't care.
They just want a podcast
every
week.
They don't care
about my bullshit, your bullshit, or any other bullshit. They just want a podcast.
That's all they want.
And
they
we're
want
not
quiz.
Even providing that. I don't even know why we bother anymore.
Maybe we should just shut up shop now.
Well, we've only got 4 episodes to go, and then we're going to take a sabbatical. I think that's what we're going to call it, because I realised this week, I like the word sabbatical.
It's fun to say.
No, but believe us, we have put a lot of effort into the podcast. We weren't around last week, because I had something really strange happen to me.
Let's be honest, you had something wrong with your face.
Yeah, I had something wrong with my face. Right.
It's fair to say.
Now, we've spoken about this before. My rating, Rob, normally. Today.
Today, mate, you're easier than 8.5.
Now I'm all cleared up.
8.5.
8.5.
Easy.
You know, easy.
Beard is trimmed, the hair is tidy cut.
I'm looking good.
You're looking slick.
But last week, not so much.
No, last week. Well, last week you didn't even know I was at your front door.
I couldn't fucking see last week. Who's that at my front door?
That is what I mean, is you couldn't even see me at your front door.
Yeah, I got an eye cold. Really weird.
An eye cold?
Yeah, you know, like a cold, but in the eyes. In the eyes. And all my eyes swelled up. And I believe it was when my child spat in my face.
I didn't know this.
Yeah. So, a week previous to last week. A fortnight ago. Elliot was ill.
He was.
And
sickity boo.
Brilliant. We're back. Sickity boo, 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 sickity boo. Yeah, he was sick, and when kids are sick, you have to give them more attention than what they normally ask.
Apparently,
you know, you gotta love them and, you know, stroke their heads and tickle their bellies. Weirdly, it's like when he was ill.
Hang on, have you got a son or a dog?
You know, so I'm doing all the fatherly caring stuff.
Yeah,
and he coughs in my eye, and a bit of spit went in my eye, and then a couple of days later,
pow.
That's what happened. Pow. Exactly.
In your face,
and it messed me up. Took me out.
It did. And obviously that kind of, you know, hinders somewhat us doing a podcast if you can't see what you're doing.
Yeah, you know, but I'm a trooper.
You're soldiered on through.
I can now see and I'm looking good.
And here we are.
So it's all good. And that's why we're here.
Absolutely. So hang on, Elliot is well.
Yeah.
You're okay now.
I'm all right now.
So can we say you're tickety boo
now? Yeah, tickety boo. Tickety boo, tickety boo. Tickety boo, tickety boo, tickety boo, tickety boo, tickety boo,
tickety boo. Stephen for on holiday. I just wondered if he was
tickety
here.
Boo.
Oh, he's here. Cool.
I found my buttons. I'm trying to find my buttons again.
Well, because you got your eyesight back now, haven't you? He's like, whoa, everything's in HD.
Still not 100%.
It's all in HD.
But I had pink eyes last week.
Hang on.
Pink eye.
Well, you have got a rather windy child. In fact, both of them are fairly windy at the best of times. Sure, they hadn't, like, you know,
farted in my eye.
Basically, farted on your pillow.
Well,
maybe.
Maybe, you know, who knows? But it was bad anyway. I'd just like to say it was an eye cold. But just so you know, it wasn't gunky.
No.
It was very watery and puffy.
I was very, very grateful for the photo.
It's definitely
at
not
6 a.m.
gonorrhea either. Let's just clear that up. It's not gonorrhea of the eye.
Just clear it out there.
I checked. I went and had it checked.
Did you Google it?
No, just an infection. Googled it first and then got a
an
bit
actual
worried.
Doctor to...
I was like, fuck, how have I got gonorrhea? I've been a good boy. How have I got gonorrhea?
In the eye.
I haven't got gonorrhea in my eyes. It's gone. It's fine. It's just a clear infection.
Right, you will. Yeah, your tickety boo.
Yeah,
other than now feeling better, yep. How has your week been in general? Has it been all right?
It's been a week, mate.
Yeah, been a week.
We're back on the Tuesday night. Which
we are
is,
indeed.
All right, so not much of the week has happened yet.
No, but since we last hung out, because it's been right. A couple of weeks, really, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, all right. I can't really remember anything that just tells me.
I hate to bring it up
standard.
Because I know...
Last week I was ill, Rob. Give me a break.
You're very
oh, fair. Last week, by the way, because I was ill and I couldn't see... We were meant to be going to watch one of our favourite bands last Tuesday, Everything Everything.
In Cambridge.
Didn't get around to that.
No.
I was like, I can't be bothered. They're my favourite band. I couldn't be bothered.
Well, couldn't see them.
Couldn't see them, anyway.
What you could hear was giving you a headache.
Well, loud music, you don't need it when you're ill, too.
Flashing lights, loud music,
even
no.
If it is Everything Everything.
Mm.
You know, so I didn't go, which then meant Rob didn't go. So I was feeling ill. And a little bit bad, but then I got over it, just like I did my eyes.
Yeah, it's all right, isn't it?
Yeah, it was
it's all right.
Right.
We'll go
I'll
again.
Reimburse you, mate.
We'll go
I'll
again.
Reimburse your ticket.
It's fine, we'll go
didn't
again.
Didn't you buy it me for a present or something?
Yeah,
was,
I did.
Was it Christmas? Last Christmas present, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Sorry, mate.
It's all right. It doesn't matter. It's a gig.
Get
it,
me some more this
it,
Christmas.
It no matter.
It's coming
it,
up.
It no matter.
Present ideas.
Yeah, indeed. Well, talking of that, obviously I didn't want to really bring that up in this episode, being that we've got a few to go, and I'm sure we'll get...
Next week, we're into Christmas, mate. December,
yeah, so,
boom.
Yeah, so this week, it's kind of the last of the November.
I know, but there's such thing as promotion, and I am promoting,
forward promoting
that next week.
If you don't like Christmas.
It will be Christmas.
If you don't like
well,
Christmas.
The Christmas month.
Then next week's episode will not be for you.
Well, when you record a podcast, we found this out last year.
Yeah.
Instead of just becoming Christmassy in two episodes...
Mm-hmm.
All right, so say the 12 days of Christmas.
Yeah.
Get an extra 12 in.
Why not? Chuck them in.
You know what I mean?
Bang them in.
Two extra Christmassy podcasts. You only get to do it once a year.
Or four times a year in our case.
Yeah, or four times a year, you know.
In fact, because when you listen to the radio and you watch TV, come November, it's pretty much Christmas rammed down your throat for 2 months.
Last year, from the beginning of December, Christmassy theme tune and everything.
Absolutely. And it will be back... Come December.
So how
this
year.
Are
you? Have your eyes been falling out and
no,
watering?
my eyes have been fine. And up
yeah.
To Sunday,
right.
Everything was going tickety boo.
Tickety boo, 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 tickety boo. I've just realised I don't say tickety boo unless I'm singing it. You always play. You think about your tickety boos, don't
no,
you?
No, I do.
I know you do.
There's thought that goes into this.
Yeah, I know. Not just put together.
Not just cobbled together on a
or
Tuesday.
Or Thursday, or not at all.
Yeah, or whenever we can
play
to muster up some eyesight. I was doing rather well, thank
right.
you. It was going
good.
All well. And then I decided to... Well, I went to a kind of come and try session on Sunday for American football. Now, you know, I'm a big fan of the American football.
Yeah.
You've been recently getting into a bit of red zone action on the TV.
I haven't watched it lately.
Oh, yeah, but you've watched a few
yeah,
here
I've
and there.
I've seen it here and there.
All right. And you know that I used to play. People might think, hang on a minute, Rob.
I didn't know that, actually.
You must have known that.
I did not know that you used to play American football.
I played at uni.
No, you haven't.
I must have done.
No, you haven't.
Weren't listening. So I...
The thing is, Rob, you're quite a skinny guy.
I know.
Right?
I don't strike the
right, okay.
imagination as being the most...
Podcast listeners.
Naturally
so
attempt at...
Wherever you are, just imagine an NFL player, an American footballer, you know, off of the team movies, they got the pants on, everything like that. They're big set guys. Rob, describe yourself and the clothes you're wearing tonight.
Why do the clothes I'm wearing have anything to do with it?
Because you're wearing yellow trousers.
I might be
and
wearing
I don't
clothes.
Associate yellow, really tight trousers to an NFL player. That's all I'm saying. Plus, even though you're well trimmed, you go to the gym, you look after yourself, which is all good, you're quite a skinny guy.
I'm slight.
Yeah, and you're not that tall either.
No.
I expect an NFL player to be, you know
hench.
What I mean? Hench. Ooh. I remembered that on podcast, not video.
Yeah, you can do that with your arms.
Actions.
You can do that with your arms as much as you like. Nobody can see
hench.
It.
Hench.
No, I know what you mean. And when you kind of picture the stature of
right.
an average American footballer.
So, picturing that, all right, because that's what you picture.
Yep.
Why the fuck are you playing that game?
I love it. It's amazing. It's right. An immense sport.
And you've got to know it yourself.
So I went to a come and try session. No pads, no contact, all right? It's just right. To kind of come and try it out, have a go.
It's a pansy football.
So let's not get into this conversation because this whole this podcast has to be within an hour.
Right.
We can't get into this now. We'll touch you on it another time. So I was doing some pass drills and such and catching the ball, and I got a bit over exuberant, as I am one to do.
Yeah.
I jumped up, got completely carried away, and forgot, having previously been able to play in kit, that I wasn't wearing protective clothing.
Right.
Shoulder pads. All right. Coccyx pad. Helmet. So I jumped up, grabbed the ball, didn't think about how I was going to land until I did when I had the ball in my hands
right.
And my elbow was under my ribs yeah. And I landed on my elbow.
So you didn't fall on your helmet?
No.
Your elbow?
Yes.
Right. All right. So and, you hurt yourself.
And
you
I winded myself yourself. And my ribs really hurt now.
Oh.
And they've got progressively worse in the last 48 hours.
That teacher to be all sporty, Rob, I tell you, it will. Are we done? Are you good? Apart from that?
I mean, so if I suddenly go, ah!
Right.
That's because I've moved a bit too quickly and the ribs hurt.
All right.
Which I've done now.
All right. So everything is actually...
Tickety-boo!
I know you like to say it.
Tickety-boo!
So that was quite a laddie Sunday that you had, Rob.
Very laddie.
Which leads me into this week's quiz. Now, I have a confession to make. I made this quiz last week before my eyes went mad.
Okay.
So I left it for a week and I came back and I knew before my eyesight went, I wrote on the notes what this quiz was. And for some reason, last week, when I prepped this quiz, the theme was lad anthems. Now, I don't know why. All right. Because as you can tell, me and Rob ain't your typical lads. You know what I mean?
No.
We ain't lads.
I'm wearing yellow trousers. Definitely
he's wearing yellow trousers. Mine are pretty skinny and, you know...
You're looking slick.
Yeah, yeah. This week's quiz...
So hang on, so there's no idea why this is a laddie anthem quiz?
No idea why it's a lad anthem quiz.
Was it because we were going to have a lads night out?
Bear in mind, it might have been. I honestly cannot remember. But again, me and Rob, imagine us being lads... This is what our lad anthems would
be. If we're having a lad night out, our soundtrack,
this would be our version of lads.
Before we go out.
Before we go out.
Right.
You know, when we're doing pranks and stuff. Is that what they call it? Pranks, eh? Hey? Hey?
Yeah.
This is a quiz for my mate Rob. And this is a quiz for my mate Rob. And this is a quiz. A quiz for my mate Rob. And this is a quiz for my mate Rob. So, some proper anthems tonight, Rob.
Cool.
Quizzy-okey is what we call it, isn't it?
Quizzy-okey.
Be prepared for some bad singing.
Oh, there's going to be some, isn't there?
Are you ready for question number one?
Let's do this.
What is this, lad? Anthem.
It's been 1 week since you looked at me, threw your arms in the air and said, you're crazy. 5 days since you tackled me. I've still got the rug burns on both of my knees. It's been 3 days since the afternoon. You realized it's not my fault, not a moment too soon. Yesterday you'd forgiven me, and now I sit back and wait till you say you're sorry.
So you're struggling with this one. Had your headphones off and everything he had.
It was distracting
one
me.
One on, one off.
It was distracting me. It's been 1 week since you looked at me. And that's how it goes.
Right. That's what he said.
It's been 1 week since you looked at me.
1 week since you looked at me.
It's been 1 week since you looked at me.
I want to say, not 100% sure, Bare Naked Ladies.
Correct, Robert.
Yes!
It is Bare Naked Ladies.
It's been 1 week since you looked at me, threw your arms in the air, said you're crazy. 5 days since you tackled me, I've still got the red burns on both of my knees. It's been 3 days since the afternoon, you realized it's not my fault, not a moment too soon. Yesterday you'd forgiven me, now I sit back and wait till you say you're sorry.
Oh, we like Bare Naked Ladies, don't we, Rob? You want to know why? Because we're lads.
Hashtag lads. Chick of the Chinese chicken.
All right, it's coming up. Oh, wait.
Sorry.
Come on. Don't you hate that?
Preempted.
Anyway, you did.
A chick of the Chinese chicken. Have a drumstick and your brain starts ticking. Watching right. X-Files with the lights on. I don't know where it's on.
All right.
Sorry.
Congratulations, Rob.
Thank you.
Right, question number two.
No, I'm not trying to be rude, but hey, pretty girl, I'm feeling you. The way you do the things you do, remind me of my Lexus school. That's why I'm all up in your grill. Trying to get you to a hotel. You must be a football coach, the way you got me playing the field.
Just to give you some insight, breaking down that fourth wall and everything. You know, we've been saying for a while about computer issues.
Yeah.
We're having really bad computer issues. This is one reason why we're only
sabbatical.
Sabbatical. Because we're actually going to leave that in. What you hear is what we struggle, but we edit a lot
of that crap out.
Of that out, so you don't hear it. But I'm just going to tell you, this computer, I cannot wait to smash it up in 4 weeks' time.
If you've seen the video about the how to uninstall Internet Explorer.
Yeah, that's exactly what's going
to happen.
That's
what we're
going to
do to that laptop.
That's exactly what's going to happen.
I didn't know what it was
this
at the
start.
This
is an archive quiz
clip. I know. I didn't know what it was until he got halfway through.
Yeah. And me and you were lads.
Even I'm jumping
we would
now.
Definitely be on this, right?
R. Kelly.
Now, usually I don't do this, but... Go ahead on, break them off with a little previews of the remix.
No, I'm not trying to be rude, but hey, pretty girl, I'm feeling you. The way you do the things you do, remind me of my Lexus school. That's why I'm all up in your grill, trying to get you to a hotel. You must be a football coach, the way you got me playing the field. Baby, give me that, toot toot, let me give you that, beep beep. Running her hands through my fro, bouncing on 24s. While they say on the radio, it's the remix to Ignition. Hot and fresh out the kitchen, mama rolling that body. Got every man in here wishing, sipping on coke and rum. I'm like, so what, I'm drunk. It's the freaking weekend, baby. I'm about to have me some fun.
Bounce. Congratulations, Rob, and number one in the bag.
Thank you.
The proverbial quiz bag. It's in there.
It's in there. It is.
Are you ready for Lad Anthem number three?
Do it.
Ah, here we are, and here we are, and here we go. All aboard, and we're hitting the road. Here we go, rocking all over the world. Ah, giddy up, and get away. We're going crazy, and we're going today. Here we go, rocking all over the world.
Rocking all over the world.
Hey, I like this quiz.
Mm.
Very laddie.
Lads.
You ready for it? Ready for lads? Hey, guitars.
All
ready?
Right, enough lads.
All right, sorry. Status quo.
Too many lads.
Status quo.
Too many lads. Too many lads. Right.
Status quo.
Well done.
Ah, here we are, and here we are, and here we go. All aboard, and we're hitting the road. Here we go. Oh, rocking all over the world. Ah, giddy up, and get away. We're going crazy, and we're going today. Here we go. Oh, rocking all over the world.
I like it, The Status Quo are the best band in the world. We've spoke about this before previously on this podcast. And that is 3 out of 3 for you, Rob. So well done so far. Coming back strong.
Well, you see, you have a week off and relax.
You get
rest.
Refreshed and stuff, don't you? How about this one?
Now I'm falling asleep and she's calling a cab while he's having a smoke. And she's taking a drag, now they're going to bed, and my stomach is sick, and it's all in my head.
Oh, yeah, got it.
Yeah?
Yeah. Mr. Brightside, The Killers.
Are correct, Robert.
Now I'm falling asleep, and she's calling a cab. While he's having a smoke, and she's taking a drag. Now they're going to bed, and my stomach is sick, and it's all in my head. But she's touching his chest. Now he takes off her dress. Now letting me go.
Turning states into the sea. Sing lullabies, choking on your alibis. But it's just the price I pay. Destiny is calling me. Open up my eager eyes, 'cause I missed the bright side.
Well done, Rob. Four out of four so far. Is it going to be a clean sweep?
Full house, come on.
Are you ready?
When I'm working, yes, I know I'm going to be. I'm going to be the man who's working hard for you. And when the money comes in for the work I do, I'll pass almost every penny on to you. When I come home, oh, I know I'm going to be. I'm going to be the man who comes back home to you. And if I grow old, well, I know I'm gonna be. I'm gonna be the man who's growing old with you.
I've never felt so laddie, mate.
I feel
proper
well.
Lad anthems.
I do feel like these coffee prinks are going down
the
well.
Coffee prinks,
okay, are going down well, but I wouldn't mind a shot of Sambuca right now. I've forgotten who it is.
The Pretenders, that's it.
Pretenders. Oh, Proclaimers.
When I'm working. Yes, I know I'm gonna be. I'm gonna be the man who's working hard for you. And when the money comes in for the work I do, I'll pass almost every penny on to you. When I come home, oh, I know I'm gonna be. I'm gonna be the man who comes back home to you. And if I grow old, well, I know I'm gonna be. I'm gonna be the man who's growing old with you. But I would walk 500 miles, and I would walk 500 more, just to be the man who walked 1,000 miles to fall down at your door.
So there you go. That is this
what
week's
a quiz.
Quiz.
Boom.
That was a quiz for my mate Rob. 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 That was the quiz for my mate Rob.
Met a girl, thought she was grand. Fell in love, found out firsthand. Went well for a week or two. Then it all came unglued. In a trap, trip I can't grip. Never thought I'd be the one who'd slip. Then I started to realize I was living one big lie. She fucking hates me. Trust, she fucking hates me. La 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 love. I tried too hard and she tore my feelings like I had none and ripped them away. She was queen for about an hour. After that, her shit got sour. Now it's over and I'm glad, 'cause I'm a fool for all I said. She fucking hates me. Trust, she fucking hates me. La 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 love, she fucking hates me. band rent them away. What a night!
Now that the quiz is done, there's something else that we need to get out of the way. Oh. And that is, what was the lullaby by from a couple of weeks ago?
I don't know, what was
it? It was a couple of weeks ago, wasn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
It was the Bon Jovi.
Oh, of course it was.
It enhances. It does.
There's not been a song yet.
Sat there and took that in, mate. Have another classic at the end. We'll have another classic lullaby bye at the end of the podcast.
We most certainly will.
All right.
Oh.
What do we do from here?
Well, I'm trying not to move too much because my ribs are killing me.
Are you going to be all right to have a game of A Buddy?
Oh, mate, I've got an idea for that as well, actually.
So it's back. It's had a few weeks break, hasn't it? So
we didn't do it last time, did we?
No, we didn't. So,
can we have can we request this tune on the night out? On our lads' night out? This is a floor filler, mate. Floor filler.
Proper laddie. Sits right next to
us. Especially
as
it's, you know, hey buddy, you know.
Right. Stop talking.
Yes, boss.
How are we going to switch it up this week?
About
a minute to get that.
Yeah, I know. I thought I did.
Yeah, go on. more flipping sweets.
Well, yeah. Right. Because actually, when you think about it, it's a variety of different. Basically, I just want to eat a load of marshmallows.
Right, so he's bought marshmallows.
I just want to eat them up. Because I think, you know, when you sort of sit there and try and eat.
All right, okay.
Stuffy face full of marshmallows.
I'm in, mate. I'm in. Right.
I thought I might try to sell that idea to you a bit more, but.
It's just a stupid game. But in case this is the first time you're ever listening, just a stupid game we play where we
sing a song.
Yeah, and put shit in our mouths. That's basically it. And this week, it just so happens that's marshmallows. And are we having one marshmallow around, or should we be proper lads and go for two marshmallows in the mouth at a time?
Well, if we're going to be proper lads, I think for every verse, hang on, how many are there?
It's quite a lot.
I reckon we can get... How many verses are there? Six verses.
Already got a handful.
We need 12 each. There's plenty. Right, two marshmallows for every verse.
All right, okay.
And do we allow ourselves to chew and try and swallow them? or do we just keep jamming them in until we can't make any noise?
It's a little bit of jeopardy with this week's...
It's always jeopardy.
Ooh, jeopardy.
Always jeopardy.
All right. Right, let's just do it.
Hang on. I'm getting my marshmallows lined up.
Don't even know if I can... Come
12.
On, hurry up! Oh, preparation, Rob. I thought you said we were going to get better. Stupid computer!
Right, two in. You're first. I'm going for three.
Red. Hey, compadre, ci vuoi suonare? Chi si suona? What about if I throw it? Violino, e come si suona? Un violino,
A zinga zingo violina, bringa bringa mandolin, tu 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 saxofona, tu friscolette, tippity tippity da.
Where's that go? It's in my tea.
Hey compare, ci posso male, chi si suona la trombetta, ma come si suona la trombetta? Ba 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 la trombetta, zinga zingu violina, plinga plingu mandolin, tu 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 saxofona, u friscalette, tippity tippity da.
I'm so sick of marshmallows already. Wow.
Regumare, ci può suonare, chi si suona.
Right, you've got to put all the rest in for the end. Right, there you go. Right.
I'm sick.
We'll cut this. Right. Don't play it with marshmallows. Don't. Right.
I'm in so much pain.
It's the end of the podcast. I was about to put that one in my mouth. What am I doing?
I feel sick.
There you go. That's it.
Oh,
another episode of We Came and Saw You podcasting. You asked for it. You got it.
So. Yeah, but I jammed 7 in my mouth at the end.
Oh.
I actually feel a bit sick.
It's all right. Let's get over it. Thanks for listening. We will be back next Tuesday, as I said earlier, on this podcast. Next week is December. December means one thing,
people. Whoa. It won't be when we record.
It will be December when you listen to this podcast. Stop making things awkward. Sit there.
All right.
I preferred you with marshmallows in your mouth. Put them back in. You cannot say nothing else.
Nope.
All right?
Nope.
I tell a friend this week. I can't carry on. He's a twat.
Nope.
Anyway.
Nope.
It's goodbye from him. Goodbye from me.